coming to you from Dimitri's Corner Restaurant, 58 and 18 in Wellington, a crossroads, almost a crossroads, I guess, somewhere with different rail lines that come through this area. If you come through Wellington, you know you'll cross a lot of different tracks. And maybe get stopped by a train. Some people enjoy that because they're a train enthusiast. One gentleman who's involved with trains is Mark Chapo, who's with the Lakeshore Railway Association. Mark, thanks for stopping in. Appreciate this.
Sure.
Saw you out at the fairgrounds at Wellington during the fair when you give the excursion rides that are going on there. At other times of the year, what does the Lakeshore Railway Association do, and as far as with their train that they have?
Yeah, we own the rail tracks that are about a mile west of town here. And, of course, during fair week, our tracks end right at the fairgrounds, so it's a natural to provide rides at the fair. And that's when you, I believe, talked with us is at the fair. But we do several venues during the year. In the previous months, we've had the Leviathan engine here. It's a 440 general type. It's actually going to be part of a recreation of the Lincoln funeral train, which we're bringing to Wellington next year on the anniversary of the 150th anniversary of the Lincoln funeral train. So the owner of that locomotive is actually right now in the process of building the funeral car that held Lincoln's body, a recreation thereof. So we're really looking forward to that. We've also, during this year, had a wine train, which was pretty popular. We did that during the cheese festival in town. And either late September, October, we're talking about also having a beer type of train. So the details aren't quite worked out yet, but we're in the process of arranging that also.
You mentioned you own this certain mileage of track. How did that come to be?
Through a lot of work and a lot of fundraising.
What were these lines destined for? Or were they... many times we see where trains lines used to be. Now there may be bike paths or something like that. What was the case for the tracks that you acquired?
Well, Lorain and West Virginia Railway has an interesting history. It mostly had served the steel mill in Lorain over the years. One of the railroads in town is the Wheeling and Lake Erie Railway. That had eventually, through several mergers, became part of Norfolk and Western. And in the process of that, Norfolk and Western had a different connection to the steel mill in Lorain through the old nickel plate line. So this railroad kind of fell into disuse probably around the year 1969 and was abandoned in 1983. Now, abandoned doesn't mean it ceases to exist. It means that they don't have to provide freight service to any of the customers that are online. This had very little online traffic because its primary mission was to haul ore from the lake down to the steel mills in Pittsburgh and coal and coke from those mills back up to the mill in Lorain. So it provided a very efficient transportation link in that the rail cars always had a load in it no matter which way they were traveling. None of the other lines that served the steel mill in Lorain could offer that type of economy. So as the years went by and railroads had a different way of performing that service, this line fell into disuse, and then around 1983, our efforts really started to try to make people aware. We formed a 501c3 nonprofit in 1979, kind of looking out for this, and just started basically raising a lot of money so that we could purchase the line. We purchased the first segment of the line in 1993. That's when we first started operating on it. And we offered just a few mile ride from the fairgrounds. And then since that time, we've restored the track almost to the end of our original purchase, which is in the New Russia Township area, just south of Oberlin. And then around 1997, we were able to purchase the next 12 miles of the rail line up to Elyria. So there's another 5 miles from Elyria into Sheffield that we do not own, but it is owned by the railroad still. And it is our hopes to also purchase that someday. But right now we have 6 miles of railroad restored to Hughes Road, north from the fairgrounds. And we're also starting some land clearing up in the north end near Elyria.
What kind of maintenance is needed on a rail line? Once you purchase it, now you know what the railroad's been up against or what they've had to do. What goes along with that?
A lot of work. We're an all-volunteer organization. We have a pretty good track department, and it's all made up of volunteers. and we have to maintain our track to the FRA standards that any other railroad would have to maintain them to. We're a little bit fortunate in that we don't have to haul, you know, 100-ton cars, 200-car trains at 30 to 50 miles an hour. We just have light passenger equipment, so that keeps the wear and tear down on the rails quite a bit for us. And we, but we do have a lot of track work. I mean, we've had several floods. That's what originally put the line out of business in 1969. Those floods usually create washouts of the roadbed. You need to fill that back in with stone and rebuild the track. And since we've owned it, we've actually gone through that process twice in different places on the line. So it is a lot of maintenance work, and we have some hardworking volunteers that enjoy it. So I guess that's a good match. So we keep up on it pretty well.
Do you also own the engines that run on the track?
Yes, we do. We have several members that actually own pieces of equipment. I'm one of them. But we actually have, in private ownership and in use for the group, a diesel locomotive, several passenger coaches. We have three of them. We're presently using two. During the past year, for some of the events that we've sponsored, we've converted an old railroad gondola, which is also one of our members, into an open-air car that people can ride and see pretty much 360 degrees around. So that was pretty popular during the Leviathan event. It was pretty popular during Fair Week. And we're thinking that when we get into our fall foliage runs, which are planned to be in October on the weekends, we're thinking that's going to be a popular car during that time as well.
Do you have a caboose?
We actually do. We ran it during Fair Week. And that's fairly popular, too. But I think the new thing for this year was the open-air gondola, so that was a little bit different. But, yes, we do have a caboose as well. A lot of people like to ride that.
I was looking on your website and seeing that you have a nickel plate 384. Is this something that's hoping to be restored? And what's the story? Quick story about that one?
Yes, in 1985, we actually came up with an agreement with the City of Lorain through the Port Authority to lease the locomotive, to move it from the park. It's now relocated down here in Wellington. It's been here for several years. One of the things that's pretty much, I would say, delayed the restoration of it isn't the condition of the locomotive itself, but the facility around which we need to keep it running when we do restore it. So I don't think it's a question of will we restore it. We know we will. It's a question of when. So, you know, we're trying to build up a little infrastructure to support that as soon as we can. I think, you know, our surveys and our work that's done on the locomotive tells us it's in very good condition as far as a candidate for restoration, and we're kind of looking forward to that. That's actually one of our active projects now. We're actually going out and soliciting funds for that, selling T-shirts, souvenirs to raise money again to get that back online. What's special to us is that's a nickel plate locomotive that was originally a Wheeling and Lake Erie locomotive, and this is, of course, a rail line that was part of the Wheeling and Lake Erie at one point in time. So this locomotive has a chance to be restored and run on the home railroad that it was built for.
That was built for. That's great. Mark Chappa with the Lakeshore Railway Association. If people want to find out more of what you do, what's a good place for them to check that out?
Yeah, we have two websites, www.lakeshorerailway.org. and www.lsra.org. Both websites have just a lot of information about things that are going on, what our plans are, and of course there's a membership form that people can join too. We're always looking for volunteers.
And you'll look forward to some of the different excursions and different events that you have going on here as well.